Okay, good morning. It's Friday. The weekend is finally here. You made it to the end of the week. You deserve to take a break. And with me this morning in the studio is Simpiu Mteta.
Hello, hello, hello.
Hello, Sims. Looking very good.
Thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you.
Ready for the weekend. By the way, I didn't ask you, how's the gym going? Because I see you post every now and then.
Oh, yeah, it's going.
You did boxing and you've done all the stuff.
Yeah, so I do kick class every Saturday, and then I decided to add the step class to it, sure. Which is, yeah, it's showing me flames.
Overachiever.
No, I realize I have two left feet. I'm out of rhythm. I'm always huffing and puffing and can't keep up with
Doesn't
the... but yeah, like the gym is still going. It's still a thing. Like, we're still on it, Garrett. Like...
Can I tell you something? The one place I never judge people's in the gym if they are doing whatever they can to like get into the shape they want to get into. I have no issue. You will never find me saying a rude thing about a person in a gym. But outside of there, lying on sofas, eating chips, yeah, I have a problem with those people.
You're a better big human time. Than I am. I do judge gym people. Mm-mm. There are some that are on their phone session.
No,
and then they'll
different.
Post and be like, oh, gym is so hectic. And I'm like, why are you lying?
Please.
Why are you lying?
Well, we've got a hell of a morning for you today. It is, it's going to be a busy show. We got Ben popping by with a little bit of sport. We've got producer James and Flex busy working their asses off in the production booth over there. They never get any credit. They just get the blame when things go wrong. So morning, guys. Time for us to be, appreciative of what you do. Waking up all early.
Yeah.
You know, it's a hard job. Oh, I bought something for the office.
Oh!
You're the office manager.
Yes. So
I thought, considering ours is the least politically correct office in the world.
HR, okay, you don't want to walk into that office.
Like, HR just doesn't go near our office. Yeah, I bought this.
Oh, yes.
You know where this is from, right?
Oh, yes.
Django. It's like so I love it. That's going to go right behind your desk.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
Trying to keep the place interesting and fun. We have a comedian popping by a little bit later on, which is always fun because you know what happens when we have comedians on the show. They come here and then they tell us all their mental health problems and they get depressed and they think we're a psychology session or something. I don't know. But today we're hopefully going to have a comedian who's actually got a sense of humor. That would be nice.
Yes. Oh, who's in a good mood. You don't need to make us laugh. Just be in a good mood.
Exactly.
And that's it.
Exactly. All right. I see. Now, this is very bizarre. And I've got to go straight to the comment section on this because that is where all the crazy is found. Why is Bitcoin Butt making bread? He's baking bread at 5:30 in the morning.
All right, Nora Smith, we see you.
Huh? I think that must be, he must have a drug problem.
Like, why? I don't know.
Remember, you're baking bread at 5 a.m. Hey, boy.
But, I mean, it does take long because you have to wait for it to...
But been awake since 4.
Yes.
Maybe Bitcoin Butt is so busy, has so much to do during the day, that the only time that he gets to do what he really loves and all he wants in his life is to just be a baker. He wants to bake that bread fresh in the morning. That's his big dream. It's his ambition. He wants to have a little French pâtisserie one day. And this is when he gets to exercise his true joy, the reason, his raison d'être, his reason for being. I appreciate that. If that's true, I mean, I've just made up a whole story in my head. It might be lame. It might be nothing like that. But I like the idea that he's chasing his dreams. Good for you, Bitcoin Butt. You lead us all. You inspire us all.
We are proud of you.
Yes. Yes. So apparently last night, I didn't watch any of it, but it was the State of the Nation address, the SONA, opening of Parliament with the GNU, Government of National Unity. I only saw the last little bit where Cyril said, literally he said, God bless South Africa, and then went off the stage. So I watched the last second of it. Seems to have gone well. See, the difficult thing now for all these opposition parties is they can't criticize him and like, oh, that was a shit speech.
They really can't.
Because they're in his government, right? He's so clever. Because now they can't really moan. I love it. That went on yesterday. Mm-hmm. Donald Trump made a speech at the Republican National Convention, which went last night as well.
Have you seen the new trend?
No.
The Donald Trump trend. Now, no. All his supporters.
What?
Because was it the left ear where he got shot, right?
Right ear.
Right ear. Mm-hmm. Now they also are putting like this white, I don't know.
A pillow.
Yeah, wherever they go to the rallies and stuff.
Oh, thank God. Because someone sent me a clip of, and I don't know whether this is for real or not, but it looks like it on X, right behind Trump in the stadium that they were hosting the RNC at. There's a woman in a red dress behind him. Mm-hmm. She literally does this. She grabs herself by the pussy. And I'm like,
I wonder what you learned that.
That's not something you expected. He's so cool now. He's such a Chad that he literally gets people to grab themselves by the pussy. Winning. Also, his granddaughter made a speech at the Republican National Convention that's getting lots of attention. I saw a couple of people saying, you know what? If you can judge people by their children, which you can, then you can also judge them by their grandchildren. And she seems like a very smart, very capable, very independent, very confident young lady, in which case the Trump people, the Trump haters are going to loathe this. But she seems to be a good indication that he's not such a bad grandfather either. You know what? When you're winning, you got to take the W.
Yeah.
Take it, Donald. You're winning. This is your victory lap, way ahead of the elections. Okay. All of that was happening. I didn't pay attention to any of it, though, because it was my dad's birthday. So we had a little family dinner last night, which was lots of fun. The little nephews running around the house, and it was terrific. So I spent some family time, which is always nice. And my mom's doing something cool. She's actually going away without my dad. She's going away with a friend for a week. And I mean, I think it's hilarious because pretty much for all of my life, I cannot remember longer than if one of them was in hospital or, you know, on a business trip in my dad's case years ago. I can't remember a time where these two weren't away together or with each other at home. So I think it's going to be quite cool for my mom to do something different. I don't know how my dad feels about that. We'll have to see.
Yeah, we're going to need an update on that. And yeah, who did better? Who is the better parent on some? Yeah, I didn't miss you.
Well, there won't be a whole lot of parenting. But the funny thing is, like, between my sister and my brother and I, we were all talking yesterday. We're like, who's going to look after him while mom's away? No, I'll go there for supper on Tuesday. All right, I'll go on Wednesday. Why don't we take him to my house on Thursday? It's that kind of thing going on. So I think he'll be all right.
He'll be fine.
You know, it's weird how like the parent-child thing reverses at some point in age where the parent becomes the child becomes the parent. Mm-hmm. And I don't know if we're there yet. Certainly my parents would hate to hear that, but I think it's coming.
Oh, very soon. Mm. Before you know it, you're going to give them lectures and like, why were you guys out late?
Right. Yeah. What, you went to your friends until 1 a.m. drinking coffee?
Excuse me? Sure. Who does that? Terrible. Not you guys.
Terrible. So it is the weekend. I saw a clip on social media this morning about how tequila is the best drink for you. I think maybe that's a good idea to indulge in this weekend. But you have found out what South Africa's men's favorite drink is, Simpiwe. It's not what you think, by the way.
Yeah, okay. I
immediately jumped to the conclusion of beer, brandy, whiskey. I would have been wrong on all of those.
Yes, I would like to start by saying a few weeks ago, I was like saying, we drink too much. This can't be our legacy. Like, we are in the top three of these countries that are be drinking bourgeois left, right, and center.
Yes.
Just to find out that during Men's Health Month, there was a survey conducted in SAPA.
Yes.
And the number one beverage is actually rooibos tea for men.
Ha! Look what I got here. Rooibos tea
at number one at 32%.
I would never have guessed that for men in this country they drink rooibos tea.
I was shook to my core. And then following is beer at 19% and then coffee at 12%. So that's
Mkombothi.
I didn't make it in the list. But I was so proud. I was like, shout out to the men of South Africa. You guys love your tea. You love your rooibos.
I
work hard every day to make beer.
Umkomboti. All right, so rooibos is the thing.
Yes, it is. It is the go-to for South African men. So I'm proud of you guys. This is me giving you your flowers, saying
very nice.
I'm actually impressed.
Very nice. In the comments section, Migs says, what happened to the Temu order, Gareth? Oh, listen, I told Simpiwe last week already, I am now, all the birthday presents, all the Christmas presents are all coming from there. But I'm going to put in like two or three big orders, and that's it for the year. And then I can just store them in the present cupboard, right?
Yes.
Because if you get them now, then you're like, don't have to worry about that shit in December. And I'll tell you what, it's all arrived. Everything, nothing missing. There were, I mean, the duties, taxes have gone up.
Yes.
All because of those selfish sons of bitches that take a lot. And which was the other one? I don't know. Anyway.
Shein, I think.
Shein, yeah. They're like, they're grumpy about Temu. But everyone's talking about Temu, right? Everyone. Even my brother last night, he's like, oh, have you been on Temu? I'm like, yeah, yeah. You told me about it, remember? He's like, oh, yeah, yeah, I did. With that mad, like, gambler look in his eyes. You know, I love this.
Just don't get addicted.
Have you?
No. I actually have both the apps on my phone. I'm constantly looking at it, constantly scrolling, like, oh, this is a great deal. This is great. But to actually put in an order, not done it.
That irritates the hell out of me. Like, I can't stand it when women window shop. I don't understand.
And now I get
this
to do it on my phone, right? Oh, like, I get to just look and be like, oh, this is nice. Oh, this would be great for summer. Oh, this, I think that. And then be like, no, girl, it's fine.
I do not get like window shopping. And this is a major difference between men and women generally. Obviously, there's going to be some guy, there's going to be some dude in the comments now. He's like, I love window shopping. It's my favorite thing. But normally, guys hate window shopping and they want to go into a shop, know exactly what they're there for, get it and get out.
Oh, then I'm the worst person to shop with, because even at the mall, I need to go to like 4 or 5 shops.
And you like to feel everything.
Yes. And then I need to like try it on and be like, oh, this dress is really nice. But hey, let me see if I go to the next shop. Maybe I can find something better, maybe pants or shoes. And then we'll eventually come back to that other shop that I started with.
Well, I don't know if you're going to get addicted to online shopping in the same way. If you're one of those people who likes to feel, especially if you're buying clothes and things, you know, some people don't want to buy clothes online. They find it like way too nerve-wracking, and what if it's the wrong size? And I understand that. So maybe that's not the thing to do with these shopping sites. But I think that there's plenty of other stuff that you can buy that, you know, even if it's cheap shit, it's going to be a nice little gag gift for somebody, you know. Fun. All right. So on the issue of rooibos, Bitcoin Butt, who's busy baking bread, says, I was offended when my mother-in-law served me 5 roses because he loves rooibos. Okay.
Okay.
JP says, this message was proudly sponsored by Lipton. What about Oros, says Quiet Conversations?
It makes the least, I don't know.
Yes, it's when you're a kid. I don't know about you, Simpiwe, but when we were kids, like, you weren't allowed Coke and all of those expensive soft drinks. We got Oros.
Yes.
No, in a jug.
Yes, or...
and very dilute. You remember, like, with this much Oros and that much water? Never enough.
Yeah, so that was like during the summertime. And then if you were lucky, you'd also then get it. They'd put it in like the packets and then like freeze it. And then it's like it became an ice lolly that you could like... Because we didn't buy ice cream at the time. Or
who were the 17 gay guys who voted for tea, says Louis Kutsia.
Why are you hating?
Congo Chris says, that is a lie. They're trying to psy up us into drinking Zamalek. Less Zamalek, rather. Don't fall for it, gents. Okay. Yeah.
Okay.
Cool. Dud says, I'm calling bullshit on Redbush. Robos.
Oh, okay.
I also find this very bizarre. Rebellious Ruth says, I still so wish I could drink tequila. Had 5 too many one evening, didn't end well. Love a great margarita and a wonderful Jameson on the rocks. You know, I am tired of hearing people moan about that one bad experience they had with tequila and blaming the entire category for that drink, that bad experience, which, by the way, you usually do to yourself.
Yes.
Tequila didn't climb into your throat. It didn't go, ah, come here, I'm getting in whether you like it or not. It didn't force itself upon you. You did this to yourself. And don't blame the drink. Blame yourself. You are to blame. And the reason you're not having any fun anymore, because you don't know how to drink tequila.
And don't mix your drinks. I've realized that as well. Don't be drinking gin, wine, and then tequila, because you're going to wake up the next day, or maybe not wake up the next day. Okay. The trick is you pick your poison. If you're going to do tequila for the night, just do that. Do a couple of shots. You'll be great. If you're doing gin, stick with the gin. If you're doing cocktails, stick with the sugary stuff.
Right.
That's it. That's the trick. Don't be mixing the things, because you will cry later.
Stefano says, here in the EU, SodaStream is making a big comeback.
Oh. Hmm. Okay. And a grrr.
You know that sound, right?
Yes.
Oh. Hmm. I've got one of those machines. Love it. Why would you buy soda water? Have you seen what, like, you're buying water from your tap with bubbles in it that you can do yourself? Why would you buy soda water? Am I wrong?
No, you're right, Gareth.
Stupid.
Like, there's certain things where it's just, no.
Just make your own at home. Snipe says, no Nguni man will window shop ever. It's embarrassing. I love myself some Takealot and Superbalist. They deliver in 2 days, says Mapelo. Signet says, I ordered a few small items from Temu, all arrived in order. Yeah, I mean, listen, they're getting good at this stuff. What can I say? Mm. I actually ordered a power bank the other day from Takealot. Next day, arrived.
That's amazing.
It's pretty damn good. You don't have to pay extra or anything. It arrived the next day. I was very impressed. And you know, you can't survive without a power bank.
Oh, no, not in this day and age. No. Mm-mm.
My youngest, says Tracy, is a shopaholic of note. So much so, wherever we're in the mall, I give him a time limit of 3 minutes per shop.
Wait, what?
You got a problem there. Wait, you got a problem.
Explain thyself. That yeah. means the kid has money to spend. So mm-hmm. you can't be mad.
Right.
Can't be mad at the little one wanting to spend some money yeah. that they did not earn.
Right. Conga Chris says, the spirit isn't the problem, you are. The reason you got pissed isn't the tequila shot. It's the 75 Savannah dries you had before. You know what? That is so spot on too. Like, Simpiwe is right. Don't mix things, first of all. Second of all, I have managed to be a shooter drinker all of my adult life. Okay? From my 20s to now, you will never catch me with like a brandy and Coke or a whiskey on the rocks or a vodka and something or a gin and whatever. Don't do any of that. Bullshit. I drink tequila shots. In between, I'll have soft drinks or water. And I'm trying to get rid of the soft drinks because I realize they're the problem, right?
Yes.
That's the actual problem.
You get like the sugar high.
And I'll tell you what, I've never been throw up drunk ever. Ever. And if I can, I mean, I know people who are like that every weekend. I've never been throw up drunk. So you don't have to be that person. You also don't have to be messy because you're so hammered, like, you're stumbling around. Look, if you get into the upper 20s in terms of the number of shots you had, then you, even if you have the constitution of a mule, you're going to find it difficult to make it through the night. But I don't understand why people can't do what I do and be happy. They choose pain. They choose misery. You choose misery. Not my fault. Okay? So get with it. It's Friday. Today's the day to change your life for the better. Get on with it. The Yonke Insipo Iawasha is a huge problem in South Africa. There are people who are always drunk. I blame COVID, says Snipes. Yeah, yes. Since COVID, hey. Woo.
Yes.
There are. There's some people who just every day.
Yeah.
It's not good. Always image search. 80% of the clothing on Superbalist is from Shein. That's interesting.
Oh, yes.
Wow. That's a cool tip.
Also,
do you do this? You know this already. You look like someone who knew that before I said it.
So also, on Shein in particular, there's, I think, three shops. If you search for them, I forgot the names. And they will give you like Zara lookalike clothes. So if you into like Zara or high end clothing, you can find that on Shein. And then if you into the more like laid back, more like high quality corporate wear, you can find that on that like other. It's on Shein, but you have to search for it in particular. I just forgot the names of it now. And yeah, Boom Shaka Boom. That's the hack. That's how you can look extremely expensive on a budget, because I've seen how cheap Shein is. And yeah.
Well, someone says you are pulling serious Cruella de Vil vibes today.
So. I need a cigar.
Yeah, one of those. No, you need one of those long cigarette lighters. Those ones that the women had in the 20s. They go, long cigarette holder like this, and then the cigarette right at the end. Make those little circles. That's what you need to do. Can see that being pulled off easily by you.
Thank
you. Students today don't understand the tactical TC from Hatfield Days to Survive the Night. Tactical chunder. come on now. You're not 12 anymore. 12. 17. If you're doing that at 12, it's a one-way ticket to hell. Jesus. Zach says, Simpiwe looking like she just walked off a movie set.
Oh, thank you,
great
darling.
Hat game. Absolutely. Look at her. All right. So a couple of things we need to do this morning. A little bit of housekeeping. We're going to talk about adult diapers, which this scares the bejesus out of me. But adult diapers are starting to outsmell and outsell diapers for babies. That means there are more adult nappies being sold now than kids' nappies in this country or worldwide or just in America.
Well, for the first time in Japan.
Oh my God.
Adult diapers are selling more.
Oh my God.
than baby diapers. And the country's birth rate has hit an all-time low. Jesus. And it's estimated in less than 50 years they'll have 40% of the population. The population will be over the age of 65.
That is horrific. Now,
that's scary.
That is a serious warning bell from population dynamics. Like, you guys have got this pyramid upside down. There are now more adult nappies being sold than kids' nappies in Japan.
Yes.
Long may that not be our problem.
I don't think it will.
It won't
be even a Nigeria problem anytime soon. Like, it's not happening. But that is scary that actually diaper companies have kind of stopped making as much baby diapers and have now made more adult diapers. So, hey, it's tricky, hey?
And this is a little bit of very good news just before you start your Friday. Apparently, there's 89 billion rand in unclaimed assets around South Africa. You've got to check if you are owed money.
Yes.
89 billion rand. That's what? Just lying around?
Yes. So this is like maybe insurance.
It's like lost property.
You know, funeral covers, I think so. It's a variety of things. But if you haven't claimed in like, I think 24 months.
How you been?
Yeah, you can.
Look at him. You just snuck in there. How's it, Ben? How's it? 89 billion, though, Sims.
No, yeah.
Sorry, Ben. We didn't even see you. Did you crawl out from under the desk?
Yeah, I was under the whole time. Good show so far.
Yeah, very nice. I don't know why you just didn't join us at 6. Hang on. 89 billion rand is just waiting to be claimed?
You need to just go check. So you
Where
must...
do we check?
But like, but what are you checking, though? Is this unclaimed like title deeds?
Yeah, something like that. So it's a
forgotten estates.
It's a combination of like a number of things that they've put. So what has happened is in 2 years, so 24 months, if you've not claimed it, they've put it in this particular fund of unclaimed.
Oh, we've got to go and check.
Right. And so there's like a website where you can go check if you have any unclaimed funds. So it could be from insurance, title deeds, inheritance.
Imagine that, Ben. Like, you know, it's like those Nigerian, princes who keep telling me that I must just allow them to deposit their millions into my account, and then I can have 10% of it once they move it out of Nigeria.
But there's more to this, right? So the person who put this number together has the records and has the details of the people who need to get the things.
But you need to then go check. So you need to go onto the FISCA website.
They can also contact.
No.
That's starting TV license thing. They contact me weekly. I'm pretty sure if there's things that like title deeds are important, they can find you, let you know. This whole, there's unclaimed. They're waiting for it to be unclaimed.
I know a notorious cheapskate. It's not a friend of mine by any means, but she goes to like lost property where she hasn't even lost anything. And she claims shit. And she has got bags and shoes and wallets and like anything that you think. Can you imagine how much fun it is to work in like lost luggage at the airport, for example? And you open up, I saw this gangster looking dude in Cape Town when I landed there on Saturday last week. He was walking with his little wheelie bag in front of me and he looked like it, like tattoos on the neck and everything. I was like, well, imagine what's in his bag. Drugs, right?
Teddy bears.
No, drugs.
Teddy bears and soft sweets.
No, hard drugs. Imagine you find his bag lying around. You're like, wonder what I could get for this.
Thing is, though, when you develop a taste for finding things, you start finding things that border more towards theft.
It's theft.
Because I think the people at the airports now, they forcefully find things.
So, you know, there's a law in, well, there used to be up to a very short while ago, if it isn't still going, that after 50 years in the UK, everything reverts to the crown. So if something isn't claimed, then eventually Charles gets it. Charles just gets everything that people leave lying around. If a property is left vacant for 50 years and nobody claims it, and you know that a house is left derelict, he just claims it. He goes, "I love that thing very much," and just takes it.
That's fun.
You think?
Well, I think he's got like a country estate just full of tats and like old things.
I found this tapestry.
This has been left. And he's just got a whole house of them.
Yeah, probably he's got a couple, not even one. He doesn't even know where to put all this shit. I mean, that is pretty wild. 89 billion rand, everybody. Just make sure you're not owed something. And then Simpiwe's got to find out, like, is there a website? Is there an email address? We should all be checking this. Wouldn't it be nice to find out that you have a 10 million rand property you didn't know about?
Yeah, I would look. Come on.
What are the chances?
You would know.
You would know about that one.
What are the chances?
I mean, I'd love this to be like an Uncle Scrooge kind of thing. Where
it's not going
to
happen.
Come on.
All right, well. Ben is here, which is excellent news because it means we can get a little update on the weekend in sport, which kicks off because it's Friday.
Yeah.
So be on the scoreboard with Ben Karpinski, powered by Superbets. What do we got, Ben?
Not a lot this weekend.
No.
Yeah,
that's it.
No, after last weekend's bumper.
Yeah,
smorgasbord.
Last weekend was huge, obviously, because of the finale of SA versus Ireland Test Series. SA lost that one. And I wouldn't say they proteated it, but they should have shut that game out. At the same time, Ireland were probably deserving of a win. They played pretty well. And they go 1-1. So, you know, the bragging rights kind of shared on that. So there's no more rugby of international level on the home level. No, there isn't.
Boring.
Any comments on that you haven't already shared on your
I was just trying to see how down you guys got if I said that.
No.
There is, guys. We're playing Portugal this weekend. See, I was trying to up your spirits straight away. Didn't work.
You're wasting your time. Two people who know nothing about rugby.
Yes, there is still rugby.
Okay, but hang on. Because in case you want more about what Ben and Sandile might have thought of the rugby, and there's plenty more where that came from, you don't want to miss the On the Bounce show, which is every Thursday, premieres live at 4 in the afternoon. But you can always get it now, whenever it suits you.
Whenever.
Yeah.
Whenever. We do go quite in depth into that. You know, James is also on the show. He chimes in from time to time. So yeah, there is still rugby this weekend. It's just SA versus Portugal. So it's not quite the same.
Okay,
no disrespect to Portugal, but they're not going to win this game. But it is their biggest game ever. And these Portuguese, they're in for a treat. They get to play in front of a packed out Bloemfontein Stadium.
Wow.
They get to see the best of Bloemfontein.
You know what's cool? I actually know some poras in Bloemfontein. Imagine how exciting it'll be for them.
Just when everything aligns, huh?
That's truly like the great alignment.
Yeah, I mean, out of respect, there should be Prego rolls and beer tomorrow and brandy.
For sure.
No more burries. Just go clap it. So look, the day of rugby starts with New Zealand versus Fiji, 4:30 in the morning. They're playing in America, though, so that's also something different. But
America. You know,
these guys have got to make money somewhere because SA aren't part of Super Rugby anymore. Australia will then take on those hardened men of Georgia who just beat Japan recently, which is a really big win for them.
Wow.
Japan's like one of those teams. Like, they get good results, but then sometimes they're absolute shite.
And then we found out from Simpiwe earlier that they're selling more adult nappies than children's nappies.
Well, it doesn't really affect the rugby team because most of them are from New Zealand. Okay. Parent elsewhere. So you won't get too many Japanese people there. And then, of course, the big game, SA versus Portugal at 5. It is completely a different team from last week.
Yes.
We've got Salman Murat. Murat. So he's the captain. He's a young dude, plays for the Stormers. So look, there's limited experience in this box like pack. I think the average is like 7 or 8 caps per player.
Yeah.
It goes a bit more into the back line where you're averaging around 27 caps. So we've gone for the most capped Springbok team of all time into a bunch of guys who are on the fringe who are looking to make a huge impression. And there's big time injuries right now in the Bok team. So you play well against the Portuguese, you could be in the rugby championship, said no one ever in the history of sports.
Wow.
That's it. That's the first time that line has ever been said.
Well, you've upped the stakes significantly. And I mean, this is brought to you by Superbet. So upping the stakes is what you do.
Well, you can. And I think that's what is worth betting on this weekend. So you can go on to Superbets right now and you go onto the rugby page. So every sport has its own page. It has its whole bunch of markets. Mm-hmm. You can't really bet on New Zealand versus Fiji because there's only one result there.
Yeah.
And it's just... Let's just leave that one. But Australia at a -18.5 handicap is quite a tasty bet. And I would actually go and say that these Georgians, depending on how much red meat they've eaten this week, I would give them the handicap of +18.5. So all they need to do is lose by 18 or less, and you can win.
Okay? Wow.
Because they, I mean, these looks are pretty good. So I'll go plus Georgia, 18.5. And then with the SA game, I would handicap the box at 34.5. So they need to win by 35 plus points.
Okay.
And then you get your bet back. So it's near even money if you go on those. Obviously, if you multiply them up, you get more of a stake. And then your 100 can get your hypothetical 260 back.
Okay, so
those are the bets that I would say have a go. Because, yes, the results are pretty much set in stone. But with those margins, it'll be an interesting way of watching the rugby. There's also the Curry Cup this weekend. The Lions will take on the Griquas. Now, Griquas took on the Sharks last week. And the Sharks got their box back. Or the ones that aren't playing for the box. And they lost in Kimberley.
Ooh.
Yeah, quite disappointing. But then again, we come to know that the Sharks are actually just
anything in Kimberley's disappointing.
Well, no, I mean, the Griquas won, so that's hugely exciting for them. The Sharks, though, they've just become so shit as a rugby team. So shame. Lions versus the Griquas will kick off for today. Of course, there's so many games today because of the test match tomorrow. So we've got Blue Bulls versus the Cheetahs. That is the game of the day. They'll be at 5 o'clock. And then the Sharks will be taking on the Pumas at 7. And then Sunday, the Griffins will host Western Province. So Western Province have lost their last two. They played the Bulls, they played the Cheetahs, so still without a win yet.
And yet you still wore the Via Pietre yesterday on your show.
It's still the best rugby jersey. It's the most recognizable. It's from the sexiest time of rugby, back when men were men and also playboys.
It was at
hybrid time where they went from just being farmers. Mm-hmm. And, you know, that was the first time you started seeing hairstyles in the game of rugby.
And shoes.
Colored boots.
No, because before that, there were no shoes.
Yeah,
no,
Western Province was... It's a shame the Stormers became the Stormers, and I get that they had to keep the name for commercial reasons and it became a product.
No.
But Western Province was a better team.
Via-pia.
It just looked better. We've also got the Open Championship this weekend.
Now this is a biggie.
It's huge. It's huge. It's being played at Royal Troon, and that is in Scotland, if you're wondering. And of course, the weather is just so diabolical.
These poor people. Before you move on to the weather...
Is it Troon?
Is it true that Royal Troon... is just the throne. It's like Scottish for a bog. Toilet.
I don't know. I just thought Scottish for a bog was a bog.
You go and make a deposit at Royal Troon.
No, it's a very fancy place, actually.
Okay.
You know, there's no riff-raff around here.
All right. Okay.
And if there is any ablutions, they'll be done in a positively structured environment. So Royal Troon is like any other Open Championship course. A lot of the time is you go out and you come in because it links the farmlands to the ocean. So you could never farm on Lynx land. That's why it was called the Lynx, because it was just not arable. It was hard and sandy and shit. So then they thought, okay, we'll go play this golf game there.
And so no one's ever explained that to me. Thank you.
So whenever you see the helicopter shot from the Open, you'll see some shitty beach that people go on with like jackets and hoodies and all kinds of things. They're walking horrible looking dogs. And then you see this beautiful golf, and then you'll see the farmlands in the town.
Okay.
Every single Lynx golf course is basically like that in those British Isles.
Wow, there we are.
And yes, Lynx golf is difficult. So you go out, you'll have wind in one direction, you'll come back, and the wind will be in the other direction. So there's so many other like nuanced things around Lynx golf that are so interesting. Also, sometimes the weather's good in the morning, but terrible in the afternoon. So where you get your tee off time is really kind of how you finish. So the last time they played at Royal Troon, the weather was so bad it wiped out half of the field. And then at the same time, Henrik Stenson and Phil Mickelson played the first and third best major in the history of the game. So they were 20 under, 17 under. Next Oak was minus 6.
Yep.
That's how far ahead they were.
Wow.
It'll be a lot tighter this time round. The weather's not so severe on the two splits. And right now we've got Dan Brown as the leader. He'll fall away, obviously, because he's a nobody. But Shane Lowry, who has won the Open Championship, he's right there at minus 5. Justin Thomas, he's won two majors. He's been terrible the last two seasons. He's there at 3 under. Xander Schauffele, he is a player. He's not a dessert. He's at minus 2. And then Mackenzie Hughes as well. He's there. So there are a couple of guys really absolutely shut the bed yesterday. I mean, I'm going to start with all the guys basically at my golf champs. They were all terrible. But Cam Smith, he's plus 9. Tiger Woods continues to just ruin his legacy, plus 8. I mean, fat Colin Montgomery said, you know, maybe you should retire. To which Tiger had a pretty good comeback where he said, look, I'm exempt until 60 and you're not. Because he's won so many times, Tiger can play wherever he wants. But I think he's missing Colin's point, which is a fair one. Nobody wants to see him degrading his legacy like this.
Sure.
The guy can barely walk 18 holes, and here he is offering cliches like, I'm only here because I think I can win. Like, you can't, bro.
Yeah, bro.
You can't.
Come on, bro.
Tiger, we all love you, but yeah, come on, it's over. Pack it in. Ricky Fowler, also dog shit, plus 8. Rory McIlroy, plus 7. Rory's... Oh, God, this guy's frustrating. Eh? I mean, this is like his redemption back from obviously choking it up at the US Open. So he just... He's just, oh, fuck this guy. Anyway, plus 7. Okay. Bryson DeChambeau is plus 5. Tommy Fleetwood is plus 5. So these are the people that everyone thought was going to do something. Ludvig Åberg, they thought it would be a good weekend for him. He's plus 4, as is Victor Hovland. And then Brian Harman, who's the defending champ in what was the most boring Open Championship last year in the rain. He won it, and he's not defending. He's plus 2. Colin Morikawa is plus 2. Thriston Lawrence, he's the best placed South African, along with Dean Burmester, on even par. And again, I'm just going to reiterate that Dan Brown is currently in the lead and he's going to fall away quite swiftly today. Okay. But the Open Championship is great because if you are here in South Africa or in Europe, it is the major you can watch during the daytime. You have to stay awake until 2 a.m. to see who the wins. It's all in the right time zone. And the weather is going to be Scottish summer. So dreary, cold, windy, wet. You're going to see these people who are hardened golf fans just shivering out in the mess. But it's beautiful. It's wonderful to see. And then finally, we've got the Hungarian Grand Prix. How does a country like Hungary have a Grand Prix, but we don't?
Well, at the moment, Hungary is not looking too bad. In fact, in Europe, they are something of a leading light right now.
Oh, very good to know.
Politically, they're very forward-thinking. They're moving in an interesting direction, which the rest of Europe is only catching on to now.
So not left, basically.
No, Viktor Orban is their president. Very, very smart and popular guy.
So he will be at the Grand Prix, is what you're saying?
I'm pretty sure he will be.
You're saying he's going to be
Ungvar.
There. Well, Viktor in the race, they're going to be watching Max Verstappen because he's been a bit rocky in the last couple of races. When you think that this is a guy who absolutely dominated the sport to the point where everyone just called it F Verstappen. 255 points. He's currently on the driver standings. Now, Lando Norris, that fresh-faced Brit, he's at 171 points in second place. And Charles Leclerc, who is the Ferrari driver, he's at 150. And Carlos Sainz, 146. So, obviously, there's no Mercedes at the top there. They're further down. George Russell, 111 and 7th, and then Lewis Hamilton at 110 on 8th. Now, Lewis is just basically victory lapping a bit this year. He's going to do it here and there, but he's driving for Ferrari next year, which is his last real push at the title. So it is down to Lando Norris and Max Verstappen. These are the two, I think, that are going to take the sport way further from here. They're both super young, and it'll again be between those two, I say. That's the way I was going to go. Ferrari, you never know what you're going to get. You literally don't. I mean, that's not even a cliche anymore. I don't even think they know. I think when the race starts, they'll shake their hands and then just go, oh, well, we'll see what happens. So that'll be the Hungarian Grand Prix. So you got Grand Prix, you got the Open Championship. There is, of course, Tour de France. That's in the mix as well. There is no cricket. And even if there is, it's not going to be worth watching. But most importantly, amongst all of this, it is a week away until the Olympics.
Yes.
Now this is such a it's a massive gap. I keep thinking every week, we haven't spoken about the Olympics, and now it's a week away.
Yeah, so next Friday we're going to preview the crap out of the Olympics.
All right. Because there are things in the Olympics that are exciting.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Got a comment here from Sneak1138. Ben, please mention the ladies' touch box. Why?
Oh.
What do you want me to say?
I don't even know what that sentence
is. I'm guessing it's a touch rugby team.
Oh.
Oh, okay.
When I think of touch, but I thought grab him by the pussy.
That, I mean, you know, do you want a shout out? Is this 90s radio?
Touchbox. They're playing in the World Cup, says producer James.
Awesome. Amazing. And I'm sure there's a podcast dedicated
like
to
female
women's...
rugby World Cup. Like, what World Cup is this?
Female ladies.
That we've never heard of.
Cool. Okay. Well, I'm sure there's a podcast dedicated to...
female rugby...
Female ladies World Cup rugby.
Currently has... Evidently. No, I'm saying currently.
Amazing. Great. Good luck, ladies. Everyone's got something on this weekend. Sampira, anything your family's involved in? Gareth, you got some friends playing paddle?
There's a tombola.
I wish you all the best. Just keep moving your life, guys. Yeah. If you're playing a sport, you've got nothing but my admiration.
So sneak 1138. Very important that the ladies' touch box get a mention.
Great.
Yeah.
Nothing but the best. So if you go all the way.
One day we'll have a sports show that
just has a list.
We can pay minute detail interest to every tiny little offshoot piece of rubbish. Nobody watches sport. But for today, I'm afraid that's all we've got.
Well, actually, no. I mean, let's carry on. So there's Russian...
But wait, there's more.
If you go on the Superbet site, you can get the world here. So there's Russian volleyball this weekend. If you are an Alliance fan, they'll be taking on the Titans today at 9:50.
Excellent.
Empire taking on Legion Pro at 11:20. And then the Lions Pro will take on Erzsak at 1:30.
What?
There's too many...
let's try that
There's again. Too many consonants in this. Erdenzilti.
What are the odds?
They're favorites. 0.62 favorites. They are the favorites. So, I mean, that's
your bet on that.
That's really exciting. Badminton.
All right.
There is Shi Yong Ki will be taking on Alex Victor. That is the badminton singles men's final of.
Very good. Okay. You know what? I feel like we're.
Thank you.
I feel like we're stumbling into some very dodgy territory here. All you need to know is that Ben has already given you some tips here, especially when it comes to the rugby for the weekend. And Superbet supports responsible gambling, strictly no under 18s. Winners know where to stop. The South African Responsible Gambling Foundation toll-free counseling hotline, 0800-006-008. Very nice. Now, we're not quite finished with the sport because Simpiwe has something to add about the Paralympics.
Yes.
And apparently the TikTok...
Oh, this is what you were schooling me on yesterday.
Yes, I was.
The TikTok social media manager has basically told everyone to go to hell. Is that right?
No.
Oh.
The content that... I think it's a Gen Z, personally. I think that... Mm. It's just so hilarious.
Another way you mentioned, it's a Gen Z, like they get special parking.
No, because only Gen Z would...
They get special parking.
I don't know if James has loaded the videos, right?
All right.
This is what's on my timeline, my TikTok timeline. And every time I see any of the Paralympics videos, I just end up in stitches.
Let's go.
Wow, you can really dance. Wow, you can really dance. He went.
And I have...
Everybody was kung fu fighting. Becomes fast as lightning. Although the future is a little bit frightening. It's the book of your life that you're writing.
Now somebody, anybody, everybody scream!
There's squirrels in my pants!
That girl's got some serious...
He's in socks. That's amazing. All right, I see what you mean.
Yes, where they're like...
Oh, okay. I thought this person was doing a bad job. They're doing a terrific job. This is very entertaining. Like, so what account do I follow?
The Paralympics official... TikTok account, like,
that's awesome.
I thought it was like, oh no, this account is fake, but it's the actual official account. And
you know, what makes you think that was fake? They were just showcasing their sporting abilities.
No, but what I like is they're not taking themselves super seriously. Then, whoever this person is, well done to them.
It's very good.
I think it's amazing. Congratulations, whoever their social media manager is, you get it.
But that's when you know that people care about you, when they start making a little bit of fun, they take things less seriously.
Yeah.
Like, that's the kind of content I like to consume.
I mean, I'm pretty sure we can get some memes about the SA Women's Touch Rugby team.
I don't know if they're going to... They'll probably take themselves super seriously.
Yeah, I'm sure they're a great bunch of girls.
So I heard something interesting this morning. I don't know whether it's true or not, but I'm going to put it to the test with you and Simpiwe this morning. Right. One of the big differences between men and women, when men aren't getting their way, mm-hmm. they tend to blame themselves and try to change something in themselves.
They
so
don't.
They can, no, wait. Just let me finish. So they can fit into the world. Okay? This is what I've heard. When women aren't getting their way, they tend to blame and try to change the world rather than themselves.
Correct.
Now you agree.
Wait,
make up your mind.
Are you just
looking for an argument?
You made 2 points.
But they which not, one do you agree with?
They're not contradictory. In other words, the way that men respond to a world that is not working for them is to go and introspect and find out how they can fix themselves and blame themselves and come back. And sometimes they get it right and sometimes they don't.
Oh, yeah, like mature ones, well-balanced ones.
Yes.
Yeah. But you know that's a huge minority.
Yes, and obviously this is not true for everybody, right? But then with women, largely, they'll go, oh, the world is so unfair. And yeah, but for example, I mean, like the most most stupid example I can think of is, so a bunch of beauty magazines have thin, lovely looking girls on the covers. A bunch of other girls go, oh, the problem with the world is that these beauty standards are unachievable and the magazine is wrong for having put these beautiful women on the cover. Whereas men will see like a men's health magazine and they'll go, jeez, I don't look like that. I better get to gym.
Very good example.
Yes,
yeah.
I mean, that's a very poor example, I think, but you get the idea. General disagreement? Agreement?
Slight disagreement.
Okay, go on.
Especially with the example you used about like beauty standards, right? It does play a huge role in how people perceive themselves if that's all you see. And I think that's why the conversation has been opened up to representation. And I think now we overuse the term representation, right?
Yeah.
And I think that's what initially was trying to be but changed.
There's never been, for example, the reason I think this came up in the conversation I was listening to and eavesdropping on, where I pulled this out of like stompies that I was picking up. But you know how women will say, oh, yeah, you're a queen, you look beautiful,
yes,
to their fat friend. A guy will never do that.
Never.
That is a difference. Meanwhile, I mean, the woman who's saying, yes, queen, you look beautiful, don't change anything about you, you're perfect just the way you are. You are beautiful. That what? How does that, Christina?
Every single way.
Something can't turn you down.
Words can't break you down.
Something like
anyway, like, that's bullshit because we know. Usually the women who are saying that to the woman who doesn't look great, they're actually saying it because that woman's not a threat to them.
Yeah, I never get the over-complimenting thing. It's just
it's
so
just
insincere.
It's just done in public, though.
I know, but that makes it so insincere.
Well, then it's just deceitful.
No.
Yes.
Because, I mean, it's one of those where if we're out and about, right, you do know that you're not just competing with your friends, but the rest of the world. And that's not the time or place to say, girl, you actually don't look the prettiest right now. That is not the time, no place. There's a time and place where I can tell you, girl, last time we went out, that crop top was a tad bit too tight. And I'll do that when we're busy getting ready for the next outing. But you don't do it out and about.
Oh,
see, that's smart. Yes. I think if I was a girl, I'd want you as a friend.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Considerate.
Because let me tell you something.
Kind.
Balanced.
Men treat girls they don't find attractive very differently.
Absolutely.
To how.
Absolutely.
You know? So already if we go out as friends and you already know that the ugly friend is not going to be treated to the same level
she's buying her drinks, most of her.
You know what I mean? You need to just boost her a bit and just be like, nah, girl, you got this. You're still hot. You're still sexy.
Exactly. That's actually a really good point. I never thought of it that way.
Okay. That is the positive spin on it.
Yes.
The negative spin on it is that women are always extra nice to women who are not a threat to them.
Yeah, look, a lot of the time, guys as well. Because they, when guys are threatened, they, again, Gareth, you're not an insecure, like, strange man. Like, you're very confident who you are. But if you go out into the general world, men behaviors, you look at it, go to, like, most average bars on a Friday night or hang out and just random places.
I'd rather stab myself in the eyes.
I know you would. No. But this is the thing. When people are insecure, so if someone's not a threat to them, then they'll joke around with them. They'll be the buddy. If someone is a threat, as in they'll be able to get hotter chicks than them, because again, it goes back to the primal mindset. They'll be a lot more sort of like calculated in how they deal with them. Mm. Or if you're more famous or more interesting, you turn more heads in a room.
Okay.
It's a lot of insecure people.
So in other words, it isn't a gender difference here. It's actually just a confidence difference.
Yeah, look, I think what you said about the example with the magazines, I think it hits the nail on the head in this example. But at the same time, the lazy guys now are like, well, it's unattainable because men are becoming more feminine.
You see, Elon Chief Twat's very full of himself here in the comments. Women will never be able to handle men's honesty. Well, that's not true. I mean, Ben's just pointed out how men can be very dishonest as well. Sanella says, true. No one talks to the ugly fat friend.
You see?
Aibo.
And then she's going to be crying on our shoulders at the end of the night. So I don't want that. And I just want to have a great night.
Cry on your shoulders. It's a lot of support.
but guys, where does that sorrow drive her is the question. It could really fuel her into something great.
You think?
Never ever look. Never look at, what's the opposite of a gift horse? An insulting horse in the mouth that could actually drive you somewhere.
Nothing worse than an insulting horse.
Yeah, because there's...
I do agree with you. The power of negative reinforcement. Yes. Yeah.
And popularity is not something you should strive for. It's nice. It makes you feel a bit fuzzy. It makes you feel a bit lighter and happier, but it is not exactly the metric of what is success.
It's like when someone does something really stupid on the road and you lose your mind until you see she's hot and you're like, fine, go ahead. No problem, ma'am.
That's how we're wired, unfortunately.
Yeah. Really people are so much nicer to good-looking people.
Yes.
True. V. Ruiz says, women treat rich men very differently to poor men. So maybe that's the comparison, is that a guy will be very nice to a beautiful-looking woman and horrible to an ugly woman.
Well, not horrible, just more dismissive. It's just
horrible. And a woman will be much nicer to a rich man than she will to a poor one.
It's the same thing because he's attractive.
Mm.
If people still get upset about that and start judging women on the back of that, it is such bullshit because it's exactly the same as guys wanting to be more nice to good-looking women.
Yeah.
So it's the same thing.
Zach says, in high school, it was always the less attractive Chabanyana who led the... Chabanyana, who led the ring. You want... One lady from the group, you had to go through her.
Yes.
She had to like you and approve you first.
Oh, yes. So that is very real.
That's the fat friend thing, right?
It's like it's the ugly friend.
She was the gatekeeper.
Yeah, you got to buy a knickknacks for a phone number.
it still applies today where the less attractive friend is the one who kind of gatekeeps everything because she sees everything.
But that's right.
And so she's the one who's like...
She sees everything. Mm.
And that's why you also need to accommodate her and be like, no, friend, you're also pretty. You're also the one because
Thank you. Much, Hodor over here in the friend circle. But that's great. I mean, that's social engineering for you, okay? So that woman is not going to get picked up and that kind of stuff. So she's got a more particular role in the group.
Yes, so she has to protect everybody, but you also then need to make her feel that she's seen.
Every pot's got a lid, though, simply. So she's got a function, mm-hmm. and guys drink. So ultimately, she'll get hers, so to speak.
Sure.
But she's got this really good social function.
Yeah, she has. It's an important role in society. I think that's what we've come to. Ricky says, I never trust profile. Actually, she says, I never trusts profiles with a profile picture of a good-looking woman and an ugly woman. You know who that profile belongs to.
Yes, the ugly one. Sorry, did I say that too quickly?
You said that very quickly, yeah.
It's true.
Ugly guys get sent to HR. Good-looking men get their office spreadsheets and presentations done by someone else.
Yes, so be more attractive. This is the moral of the story here, guys.
Pretty privilege is a real thing, and don't hate it. Don't hate it. And this is why I think people want to alter themselves to look and be part of the pretty gang is so that they can get some of the privileges of just having life a tad bit easier. That's it.
Carl says, I'm treated much better in winter because I can cover my fat, bald head with a beanie.
Yeah, but you're still wearing a beanie though, so it's not exactly a big leap out of the pond.
You look like a homeless person. Everyone, I'm sorry. If you wear a beanie, you look like a homeless person.
It's not a good look.
No.
My head gets particularly... I mean, there's so much of it. The surface area to winter is it's unfair. And
Ben
so
loses
cold.
Three quarters of his body heat.
I lose so much heat through this gigantic head of mine. So I have to wear a beanie and I hate it. But it's just... otherwise, I get like headaches.
Zandi's giving you a compliment here, but it's not really a compliment to your friends. Simcard looks like she has a lot of ugly friends.
Oh, no, I don't play that game. No.
How big is your gate? You need so many keepers.
Nah, I don't play that game. My friends are very pretty.
Yeah.
No, don't play that game. Mm-mm.
Just throw a piece of KFC and the doors will open, says Elon. Oh, that's horrific.
The doors of what?
Doors of the gates of Mordor. Just distract the fat friend with some chicken.
It's okay.
Yeah.
Tabo says, screw you guys. I'm wearing a beanie right now.
Yeah,
I guess he's not getting any action today.
Oh, don't
no
leave
one's
the house,
looking
eh?
At you. Tabo, you stay at home.
Unless you are a rapper or, again, rich, that goes back to the original theory, you're not hooking up with girls if you're wearing a beanie. It's a turn off. It's not going to work.
Exactly. If even Mark Zuckerberg, who's worth billions of dollars, walks into a place in a beanie, look, he's a lizard anyway, but if he walked in a beanie, he's also not going to score. Beanie kind of negates all that money.
It does, unfortunately.
I'm sorry.
Yeah. This is why it's a dark time.
He was about to say something.
I was about to say, no, like, even, you know, our brother man Mark, he's trying to swag up. He has the chains. He has the this going on for him.
It's
not working. So I'm just saying, if he also sees that he needs to level up in
life. That's a good point.
Yeah. Tabo, please. Right. Please, as a belief, get rid of that beanie.
Really, Richard says, if you don't put any effort into looking after yourself, don't complain when you're treated differently.
True.
Correct. True.
Right, exactly.
True.
Michelle says, if your best friend is a Virgo female, you will always get the truth.
Hmm? I don't
Virgo
know about
female?
That. I don't.
It's very specific, eh? Raven says, Mark Zuckerberg has micro penis energy.
Mm. And you would know, girl?
Is that the opposite of big dick energy?
Yes, it is.
Okay. Ooh, Carl says it's going to be -6 at the stadium in Bloom tomorrow. Definitely wearing my beanie.
Yes, that's fine because you're at a Bok game.
Yes, that's
fine.
Okay.
Peri peri pregos and beanies.
In guys, winter.
Yeah. I've got to get going. I'm going to catch a flight.
Where are you going?
I'm going to Cape Town.
Ooh.
Are you not going to the game in Bloom?
No, sadly not. I've got work to do this weekend. So I've got to catch a flight. And
all right, off you go.
Okay,
say goodbye to my cats and do these things.
Say bye to Miles's.
Miles's unfortunately passed away in February, but I'll say bye to the other two.
It's really nice that Simpio is paying attention to Ben's cat population. All right, bye-bye, Ben. Cheers.
Sorry,
there he goes. He's going to cry on the plane. Simpio doesn't care about my cats. Shouldn't care. Oh, man. Really, Richard says, what is Dan Border hiding with those three beanies under the Hell's Gate, other than Hell's Gates? I think you mean
forehead.
Dan Corder.
Yes.
Does he have an enormous forehead?
Yes, he does. He has a kind of cool five head.
A five head.
Kind of cool.
Shim. Gareth, you shop at Superdry. They got great beanies. Just get one that fits proper for your head shape.
No.
You will never see me in hats or beanies. I'll tell you why. I just think I look really stupid. I look in the mirror whenever I've left my house with a hat on and I'm like, not going to happen. Nope. I just feel like you can wear that hat with confidence and
Thank
the
you.
Duke.
Yes.
Okay? It looks good on you. I have never, you talk about, like, everybody has confidence in different places. I have no hat confidence. Zero.
And that's okay.
Zero. So it's just, and I'm happy with that. Okay. So you do the thing, Zach, you do it. And you can represent all of us. You do it on our behalf because you sound like someone who can wear a hat with confidence or a beanie for that matter. All right. That's all we got time for in this hour. We'll be back in a moment or two. Simpiwe and I are here all morning for you. Well, at least until 8.
Thank you. Not all morning.
We're going to be here until 12. All right. Don't go anywhere. We got so much time. We got so much fun. All on the way.